This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial starts today in Boulder for the man accused of killing 10 people at a King Superstore in 2021. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 25-year-old has been forcibly medicated and has stayed at the Colorado Mental Health Hospital for years. He is scheduled to be in attendance in Boulder County Court this morning, where both sides will deliver opening statements in front of the jury. The shooter has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Depending on what the jury decides, he could spend his life in prison or an unspecified amount of additional time at the mental health hospital. Prosecutors are expected to try and prove he was sane on the day of the shooting. Defense attorneys are expected to argue otherwise and talk about his life leading up to the incident. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A tax deal between policymakers and conservative groups is now officially on the books. On Wednesday, Governor Polis signed new property tax cuts into law. In return, the outside groups withdrew two ballot initiatives which would have made much deeper cuts. The new policy lowers tax rates and sets an upper limit for how much property tax bills can grow in a single year. Homeowners will see small savings. A bigger cut applies to commercial properties. Outdoor recreation partnerships are sharing more than $1 million in grant funding from the state. $75,000 is going to Otero, Bent, Baca, and Prowers counties to help bring people together on managing agriculture, recreation, and conservation. The Outdoor Pikes Peak Initiative is getting more than $185,000 to finalize its vision plan. This is CPR News.